tiens l'héritier.
On est héritier, on est aussi dans le monde. Allez, danse.
Good evening. Sarali Bariva Daya. Really wonderful to be with you. We see it as an absolute privilege.
I
want to say thank you again for allowing us to be here. And thank you for receiving us to preach the word. We trust it will bear much fruit. For many generations. Amen.
Amen.
So this week, we've been looking at the cross of Christ. We've been looking at the death of Christ. And we've barely touched the significance of this amazing event. So I hope you've been stirred to do some more study, to do some more reading, to get to know God better. Amen.
Amen.
So it seems significant to end this evening with the very thing that separates Christianity from every other religion. What is that? That Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
No other religion. Nothing out there can even come close to claiming anything like this. That our Savior, our deliverer, our friend, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christi,
has risen from the dead. And very soon, we will be as he is, with God for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
So let's open our Bibles to John chapter 6.
We're
going to read from chapter
35.
Yes, and we'll read to verse 40. John 6, 35 to 40.
Fakina amin'ny anaran'ny Tompo. Hoy Jesosy taminy, izaho no mofonaina. Izay manantona ahy tsy mba homona, ary izay mino ahy tsy mba hangetaheta intsony. Fa efa nolazaiko taminareo fa nahita ahy ihany ianareo nefa tsy nino. Izay rehetra omeny raiko ahy no anantona ahy, ary izay manantona ahy dia tsy mba ho laviko mihitsy. Fa tsy nidina avy tany an-danitra aho mba hanao ny sitrapoko, fa ny sitrapony izay nanirakay. Ary izao ny sitrapony izay nanirakay, dia ny tsy amelako izy very izay rehetra nomeny ahy, fa hatsangako indray amin'ny andro farany izy. Fa izao ny sitrapony raiko, dia ny azaho ahazoniny izay rehetra mijery ny zanaka, ka nino izay nino azy, nino azy fiainana mandrakizay. Ary izao hanangana azy amin'ny andro farany.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Let's give up.
Father, we want to thank you for your word.
Rai o te isota nō zainu ni am tēnau.
We want to thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Te isota nō zainu ni am whanamasnō.
We want to ask your Holy Spirit.
Te angata kisei whanamasnō.
That you would open up the word for us tonight.
We nau anu nuka san tēnu anai am tēnau.
That you'll speak to every one of us.
Kai tēnei am leitsara rai av.
That you'll write these things in our hearts.
Are nura tan rit savat, retu o punai.
That we may live different lives as a consequence.
By yana nai usetin zani fiyana na afamiti.
So that this city,
we tita nantia,
this country,
tita ati firenenti,
can be changed.
De ufu a ufu.
As you work in and through us.
You know, amni nala nawa zemiasa awomnaya si amni lala nai.
To the glory of your name.
One from night ni nala nawa.
Amen.
Amen.
Now most of us as in some time of your life face the departure of a loved one. Amen.
Yeah.
When you suddenly someone that you love dearly. A friend. A spouse. A co-worker. A relative.
Avan
passes away. You know, I can remember like yesterday when my grandfather passed away. It was a tough day for me. It was a tough time. Because he had a huge impact on my life. And it's in times like these.
Ary amin'ny fotoana tahaka an'izao,
as we stand at the funeral,
we mitsangana eo anoloan'ilay fahafatesana,
that we are almost forced to think.
Dia lasa ohatran'ny hoe voatery tsy maintsy misaintsika mieritreritra.
That we are forced to realize,
we voatery tsy maintsy mahita hoe,
that this life is fragile.
We ty fiainana ty de tena marefo.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, life comes and life goes. The word says like a mist, we are here today and gone tomorrow. Was it yesterday that there was mist? But a little bit later it was already gone. And isn't that how our lives are? We are here, then we go.
We hit together, they last and right.
And it's these very thick times when people pass away. That brings us to the biggest question. The question that every religion is trying to answer. Is there life after death? Or what happens to me when I die? Amen. Now let me tell you what different religions believe. Some religions say there's nothing, we just die. That this life is all there is. And if that was true, then Paul says, then we should eat, drink, and be merry. Because this is it. So is that true? No. Okay, another one. Some say it depends on the way that you die. If you die in a certain way, for the men there will be many virgins waiting. I don't know what happens to the woman. Maybe there'll be one of those virgins. Again, is that true? No. Only two of you think it's not true. You see, others say,
That it depends how you lived.
When miankina ny fomba niainanao.
If you were a bad person,
raha ohatra ka olon-dratsy ianao,
when you die you come back.
De raha ohatra ka maty ianao de miverina indray.
As a mosquito.
De to lasa moka.
Or maybe if you lived a good life,
there are niainana tsara-tsara ianao.
Maybe you'll be the cat of the president.
De mety hoe lasa pison'ny presidant ianao.
Okay. And then there are some other guys
who say
when you die, you just become a star in Orion's belt. And then lastly, some other guys say when you die, you get worshipped by your ancestors. Or you get worshipped by your loved ones. Now, unlike many of these options, which really is, it sounds funny. Jesus offers us an assured hope. That not only do we have a Savior who has overcome death, but we have a Savior who has been raised to life. Who has conquered death. Raised to life. And is now praying for us.
Is
now encouraging us.
Is
now giving us the Holy Spirit. To bring us where He is. Amen.
Amen.
And this truth has been the truth for over 2,000
years.
That has given believers an unshakable hope. So I need to ask you tonight, do you have this hope? Do you have this hope? What happens to you when you die? Where will you go?
Why is it now?
Well, if you are in Jesus, if you have made Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, then I'm
going
to tell you tonight, it's very clear what's going to happen to you. You see, if I believe what Jesus says, then I will not make too much of this world. Because this world is passing away. So I need to travel light. So I need to know that I need to work hard in this life. But I have this hope that I'm going to a better place. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you a story. There once was a missionary. And he came back to America. After 40 years of ministry in Africa,
40 years.
And as he came close to New York City, but that time they were still going on boats. After his long journey, he said to his wife, I wonder if they will still remember us. I wonder if anyone ever even cares that we are have been away and doing for God great work. So as this boat was coming closer to the harbor, and he looked outside, he saw a big crowd and a band. And And he said to his wife,
Deus está enfado, né?
See, they haven't forgotten. How amazing is this? And as the boat put anchor down, and him and his wife was about to walk off, the people said, no, wait, just stand here.
Deus is new,
and then it was George Washington.
The guy George Washington,
one of the American presidents, who's just come back from a 3-week trip from Africa,
hunting.
So he had to wait, and there goes George Washington. And this man was so angry. He said to his wife, how is this possible? I've given 40 years to Jesus. I've given my life to Africa. Here comes this president. He goes hunting for 3 weeks. And there's a band. There's a crowd. There's not even one person to welcome us. So he was upset. So eventually they go and they move back to their hotel. And he's angry. He's upset. He says, God, why? I've given my life to you. I've given 40 years. Now I come home. There's not even one person to welcome me back. You know what God said to him? It's because this is not your home. You are not home yet. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to say to you tonight, son and daughter of the Most High God, you are not home yet. This world is not the end. Amen.
Amen.
You see, and because of that, we can have a hope. We can live and spend ourselves on God. You know, I often say, when I get to heaven, I don't want to look like a movie star. Beautiful hair. Where's Elvis? Beautiful hair. Perfect face. Perfect clothes. And I'm walking there into heaven. Hello, Jesus. Hello, friends. I've perfectly preserved myself. Then I go stand next to the one lady who was burnt for her faith. I don't think I'm going to feel that well, am I?
Sorry?
I'm not going to feel that good about myself, am I?
Amen?
Amen? No, let me tell you how I want to live this life. I want to live this life giving my all. Full of cuts, bruises. Bruises, like, you know, whatever, if you've been. Blood. Not literally. Maybe. But someone who has given their life in the service of God. Amen. Isn't that what you desire? As you come and you meet Jesus. For him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have not held back.
Ianao tsy nitahy hoe niazo na tena anao.
You've been boldly giving yourself to God.
Fa tampaherezana fena natolotra ny fiainanao, natolotra ny ainao an'Andriamanitra.
Come into my presence.
Avio eto amin'ny fanatrehako.
Come and receive the reward I have for you.
Ary avia de raisiny valosoa izay ananako anao.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, it was this hope.
Itanareo izay fanantenana izay.
That allowed people to bravely face even being martyred for God.
No matunga nyula tena manana yerpuka manaiki ufadia umartyro wanandreman.
Because they knew that even martyrdom.
Satifata zarefa na dewe ato martyra zareo.
Will just get them quicker to Jesus.
De mana fainga na ni faitanian Jesus say.
It was this hope.
Arzefala tena nzayan.
That allows Christians
no matunga Christiana
not to be hopeless. When a believer dies, because we're going to see each other soon again. We're
going
to spend a life together. It is this hope that allows Christians to die well. With a smile on your face. Because I'm going to meet the lover of my soul.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we believers, we should be able to die well. Amen.
Amen.
Happy.
Feel
excited. Like someone going on a big trip.
We're watching you as a human and day and the Anna Twitter and a left.
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
Satina yon.
Because the hope of the resurrection.
Satia misfanatenana our fitsangana mat.
That we have a friend.
We teach a man enough namana.
Not like our earthly friends.
Srakan le namasigeto buntam futsin.
When someone dies.
Where a misulamat ya.
My earthly friend can hold my hand.
The lay namaku yeto buntana afaka mnyazo nantana
on that bed.
Yo amle fanjina
until I move from this life to the next.
Manda patunga nakwa yuva avi afinja aveto mti fianantia akana fianana manarak.
Amen.
Amen.
But I want to say to you tonight.
Sate itene mnao kwa no aniwal.
You have a friend.
Fa yenao de manana namana
called Jesus Christ.
Zai Jesus Christine nara.
Who is able to hold your hand.
Zai afaka mtazo nantana nao.
In this life.
Ayeto mti fianantia.
On your deathbed.
Yo amle fanjina pafatisa nao.
All the way through to the next life.
Mada patunga nfienana manaraka njai.
Amen.
Amen.
He does not leave us on this side.
Tu é a feira, né? Tom ti feira, ti futsen ti.
Like our earthly friends.
Taka nama ti ke tom buntan.
Now he takes me from this life into the next life.
Fa wet ni akwa afe am ti feira ti makana fiena na manaraka.
That is the hope that you and I have.
Saile fanatenana sa yemana ti.
Jesus says, I will raise them on the last day.
Jesus says,
I will raise you on the last day. Why can we trust him? Because he has been raised. He came back.
He's been fair.
He's, and when he came back, he said, I'm coming back soon. And that is the hope that we hold on to, friends. You see, friends, Jesus, as we saw it, said this week, has power even over death.
The man on a year, Nadia, Mfafatesana.
Able to raise us from the dead.
Afakamananga, Natsikafia, Mfafatesan.
Amen.
Amen.
We look this week as well. Why do we die?
Ntsetsikatam dia Mfilma, Ninskatsmatsmat.
Because the penalty of sin is death.
Sati, Msaz, Nyuta, Fafatesan.
Amen.
Amen.
But as we die because of our sin,
nefa refamatsika no ny fahotatsika,
the moment we look to Christ,
dia mfotontsika mijery ny Kristy,
we were already raised with him to new life.
De fasada sasahatsika ho fiainana vaovao.
That's why the Bible says of the believer,
zay ny tenena ny Baiboly ny amin'ny mpino,
we only fall asleep.
Hoe tsika refa maty ho ohatra hoe matory fotsiny.
Amen.
Amen.
As you close your eyes on this side of this world.
Where if I keep on my snow yet on the Zotul Zoti.
Like you're waking up from a sleep.
The Takanwe no let take off your Faturina in.
Right there will be Jesus.
The Taptaprakewa, we will say so say now.
And you will spend eternity with him.
The Mandak Zainu Ulanino Miarakam.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, death is the great leveler. It equals. It puts everyone on equal footing. Whether you're a president, whether you're a king, whether you're the poorest of the poor, richest of the rich, we all must face this thing called death. But again, I say for the believer, we face it with joy. Amen.
Amen.
Because we know what's waiting on that side.
Amen.
Amen. It's something we can look forward to. Why? Because Jesus said,
Tetelestai.
It is finished. Fit. Our debts are paid.
For Luan to Satik.
We have our tickets.
Mana nan fred. We stick tick.
Amen.
Amen.
You have your ticket.
If a man an ticket, a person of you know.
You need a ticket.
Mila man an ticket, a person of you know.
What is our ticket?
Inna le tiki ena pusik.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christi.
So what are we raised to?
De afam ninna nuanangana na tiki.
Where are we going after this life?
De wai siki anuande refa aurina tifi ananti.
Let me read to you Colossians 3 verse 1.
Dova ki tiki ane omni Colossians 3. Tuk fatelo tenendin voluan. Just one. Okay. Kuarani arana tsanga na tam Christiana reo dia katsaun zavatane mbun aniam tueran Christi izai mpecha ke yontana kavana na dremant.
Maybe two as well.
Te tuiza tiki mendin faro andin faro sain zavatane mbun fatin zavatra iti yontan.
So now, the first important to understand is that the moment you receive Jesus as your Lord and
Savior,
as we said this week, you've died to your old life. And you were raised into your new life. And you now have a promise. That you will be raised to eternal life. That you will spend eternity with Christ. You see, as I say, this world is passing away. You see, to try and hold on to this world is to try and stay on top of a sinking ship.
Amen.
What happens to a sinking ship? It sinks. It's not a difficult question,
eh?
You think it's a trick question? This world is passing away. And we are all heading towards a world that's coming. Which is eternal. And those that do not have Christ, those who are not grafted into Christ, will go to eternal separation from God.
You
know, when that day comes,
it is
coming soon, and that trumpet sounds,
and Jesus, the rider on the
white horse, is right there coming with fire in his eyes.
Let's Jesus utunga miaraka mtaina sofan de miaraka mnyafo masu
with his army next to him
miaraka mlei amaramila be de pema na miaraka
everyone
tsrai rai yaf
believer and unbeliever
na pena tsmin
will bow their knees
it's my children twat
and declare surely Jesus is the Son of God
tiana maro etena swant kafati Jesus no tena sanaka de manus.
But we have an opportunity now to declare it now. Amen.
Whenever you seek it, then so the famana na zetumtua manambaran say.
So what do we do then in this world now?
Kaina zavakato chike yetom tiso tul zautiam zoftom zau.
Do we sell everything?
We are meeting at all ves zavakarets.
Go sit on our roofs.
Tempera kaya on buntaf chan chik chik.
Wait for Jesus.
Nyanda Jesus.
Maybe sit on the church's roof. Because Jesus said somewhere he's coming back for his church. So you'll be first in line. Amen.
Amen.
No. What do we do now? What do we do in this world? We understand that this is a training ground. We are like an heir prepared for an inheritance. You know, I don't give my car keys to my 7-year-old boy to say, go drive my car. Amen? Why?
That'll
be irresponsible, yes? Now he needs to get trained. So he can drive the car. Amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you, in the same way, God is busy training you for your inheritance.
Amen.
Amen. This world is also a place of preparation. God is preparing you for the life that needs to come. And then lastly, this is a place of opportunity. You know, it doesn't matter whether you have much or little.
It
doesn't matter. What matters is what are you doing with the opportunities that you have?
Fantena mistiken delewe, you man lonan tumtuse ya umena nawa tehina zavatatona.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God gives everyone equal opportunities.
Itanareo, anjemanta de manmentsra na yavia, tumtua, fafama nawa, mtuf.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't never ever look at your life.
Kava azam jermi teno yon fena nawe.
I'd say, what can I do for God? My life is too small. I've got not much I can do. My friend, what can one man do? You think one man can do nothing? What did the Apostle Paul do? Amen.
Amen.
What did he do? He declared the gospel to the whole known world. Sorry. He declared the gospel to the world, the whole world at that time.
Yeah. Apostle Paul, why are
they always talking about the men? What can one woman do? Think about Esther. Have you read the story of
Esther?
Amen.
Yeah.
One lady saved a whole nation.
Where the father and a cry and a navja feeling in a Raymond tool.
So what can one man do? What can one woman do? Well, greater is him who is in you than him that is in the world. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in
you.
So the question is not, what can I do for God? The question is, what can God do through me? Amen.
Amen.
Never think there's no such thing
as
little people. Or little things in the kingdom of God.
We can, you know, like here we have found the kind of demand.
Moses,
yeah,
he had a dry stick.
Tena mine.
A dry staff.
With a house mine.
But there was a day.
Finishing on a
cry. When the staff of Moses.
Well, he lay house Moses, let him Moses in.
Became the staff of God.
Nulasa tena demand.
And he was able to part the sea.
The Israelites Africa na na pshara na kunra masi.
Lead over a million people across the desert.
Then tunja ulla miota ni amana taptisa ni na makvakni a taniai.
Accomplish impossible things to God.
No sabata se teno etse impossible.
One demand. What about the disciples?
The ina kunja bata na toni pianos.
Unschooled fishermen.
Ulla panjun si amana takur.
Maybe you're here today, you haven't gone to school.
Maybe you're here,
you think, you know, maybe you fish or you do a job that, you know, yeah. Maybe like Peter, you smell like fish. To be a fisherman is not a nice job. That's the man God used to be one of his greatest disciples.
Amen.
So again, the point I'm trying to make, you and I have a hope. A hope that we will spend eternity with Christ. And because of that hope, we can give ourselves completely to God. We can say yes to God. We can be used by God to do great things. Amen.
Amen.
I'm almost done.
If I,
you know, there's no such thing as a holding place. There's no such thing as we die here and then we wait in a holding place. And then my family can pray some prayers.
Then get
some money. And then I get another chance. No. What did Jesus say to the thief on the cross? Today. You will see me in paradise.
The wheat and the paradise.
Amen.
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 So let's live this life. Let's give ourselves wholeheartedly to God.
Then don't say yain anti fain antia, yain and fain antica, then we sicker, I'm near sicker, it's on a demand.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, Jesus, is the door. The way I get from this life to the next is through Jesus. And as we started, this Jesus has given us a powerful promise. Has given us an unshakable hope. That though we die,
when our Father
yet shall we live. This Jesus,
like Jesus in Lazena too,
is not only a powerful deliverer. He's my compassionate friend. That will lead me from this life to the next. Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, the root of all fears is the fear of death. It's the fear of dying. And tonight I want to say to you again, though you die, yet shall you live. You know, all men die. But how many are really living? Amen.
Amen.
We all die, gonna die. We're all gonna fall asleep. But are you living now? Are you living now for Christ? Are you giving yourselves now to Christ? Because this same Jesus, who you trusted for your salvation, it's the same Jesus who tells you now to not fear death. To not fear the life to come. For what did he say? I will raise you up in the life to come. So trust him to save you. Trust him to keep you. Trust him to raise you up. And trust him to share his eternal glory with
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Powerful deliverer. Compassionate friend. Holding your hand. From this life to the next. So let us be a people who give ourselves completely to
God.
Who use our opportunities every day. Lord, would you use me? Use me, Lord, for your purposes. Use me to do great things for you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Let's stand there. Father, I want to thank you for this great salvation. Lord, you have given us everything that we need for life and godliness. Lord, even as we heard tonight, that we do not have to fear death. We do not have to wonder what happens to us when we die. Because as you raised Jesus from the dead, so you are going to raise us with him to new life. I want to pray for everyone here that we will make this life count. That we will realize that this is not our home. That we are not home yet. But we are going to that place where we will spend eternity with you. Lord, I want to ask that you would deliver us from the fear of death. So we can live free for you. So we can spend ourselves on you. So we can give ourselves completely to you. Because though we die, yet shall we live. We praise you for these things. We cannot wait, Lord. We cannot wait for you to come back soon. Or for us to meet you soon. And while we wait, may we be patient. Open to be prepared by you for this great future that you're preparing. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.